Task 2. Angelina is meeting her colleagues, Robert and Nuri, to discuss the video competition. For part A, listen to the meeting and fill in the missing information in the spaces in the table below. In part B, you have to indicate which item will be presented to the winner as a prize and why that item was chosen. Some have been done for you as examples. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Task 2, Part A.
Hi, Angelina.
Hey, Angelina.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming to the meeting today. Right, today we're discussing the judging criteria for the video competition.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'd say the overall quality of the winning video has to be of a high standard.
A high standard? What do you mean by that, Angelina?
I mean the video has to be focused and well-paced with an audible soundtrack.
Focused, well-paced and an audible soundtrack. I agree, although these days the technology has improved so much that even a phone camera can produce high-quality videos.
Yes, but it's still very important.
OK, what else?
I suppose that the winning video must have a strong emotional impact on the viewers. Yes, emotional impact. That's something we should consider.
You mean the video must evoke an emotional response from the viewers?
Yes, like anger, outrage or excitement.
OK, yes, that's important, especially for a video that explores a social issue.
I think another criterion is to do with creativity. The video must present the topic in a creative way.
Yeah, and the video should be educational as well. We should definitely be considering that, don't you think so? You know, it is good to explore a social issue, but it's important that the viewers learn something new from watching it. They can learn about the hardships that young workers go through every day.
Fine. I think another criterion is to do with the video quality. The video should appeal visually to the viewers. The producers can make their videos more appealing by using different camera angles, lighting, motion, audio, and special effects.
Oh yes, absolutely. The winning video must demonstrate the producer's filmmaking skills.
Yeah. One last thing is that the information provided in the video must be accurate and current.
Yes, the video should tell the truth, not lies.
Right, okay. I think that gives us an idea of what we should be considering when we watch all the submitted videos.
Task 2, Part B. Angelina, Robert and Nuri are now discussing which item should be given to the winner of the video competition as a prize. In the table below, put a tick in the box next to the prize you think they have chosen. Then, based on what is said in the discussion, note down 4 reasons for this choice. OK, that brings us to the second part of the meeting, the grand prize for the winner. We've got a few suggestions for what the grand prize should be. Of course, our prize should appeal to a wide audience in order to attract interest in our competition. So, what would a good prize be for the winner of the video competition?
Well, I suppose we could give cash as a prize. Money is one of the most popular prizes around.
Cash is good, but if the amount is too little, no one will be interested in the competition. Besides, don't we want to give away something that will be memorable to the winners? not something that will be used or spent quickly.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. Another thing is that the prize should be practical and useful. A trophy or a certificate isn't really a good prize as it's not useful.
And we want to give something that will appeal to young people, not something that might interest their parents or grandparents, such as dinner vouchers or discount coupons.
Right. Well, these are the five suggestions. Concert tickets, a trophy, $200 cash, the latest RX video camera, or discount coupons.
Well, I think it's quite obvious that this is the best prize for the winner. It is useful and practical. It won't be used or spent quickly, and it's definitely something young people will like.
Yep.
Agreed. Right, we've got a lot to do. We have to watch all the submitted videos. Actually, we've received a total of... That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.